Chapter 20. Hit and Run. There were only two people on Charlie Webster's list who were still alive. Lieutenant Colonel Marcus Nelson and Captain Anders Bergen. They had no location for Nelson, but Captain Bergen was serving with the Air Force and stationed at Andrews Air Force Base. Lisa had agreed to leave the Toyota Prius and, on Jack's insistence, took her Porsche. Jack drove and they were on their way to Maryland, south of the capital. Although the base was only 20 minutes out of the city, it would take over an hour to get from Lisa's apartment, around the Beltway Circular, and down to Andrews. It was almost noon when they pulled up to the outer security gate. "Good morning, sir. How may I help you today?" Jack smiled at the smartly dressed airman, noting the stripes on his arm. "Good morning, Sergeant. We're here to see Captain Anders Bergen. May I have your names, please, sir?" "Jack Castle and Lisa Reynard." The sergeant looked at his clipboard and began flicking through several sheets of paper. "We won't be on your list. We don't have an appointment." The airman bent down and looked into the low vehicle, getting a smile from Lisa. "IDs, please." Jack handed over his passport, an American Department of Defense card. Lisa passed her driving license and Washington Post ID. "DOD, you worked with the military in Iraq, sir?" "Yes, my company provides security services." "You with the British Army as well?" "I was, but now I'm retired." The sergeant nodded. "Pull the vehicle into the holding bay, please, sir. Wait in the car." A second airman came out of the gatehouse and stood by the Porsche. Jack watched as the sergeant went back in and made a phone call. He could see the man looking at their IDs as he spoke. "Here we go," said Jack as the sergeant returned. "Okay, sir, if you'd please come into the gatehouse and sign in, we'll fix you up with a couple of visitors' badges." Sign-in formalities over, the Porsche was quickly screened inside and out, and after giving precise directions to the administration building, the sergeant stood back and saluted. "Have a good day, sir, ma'am." In less than a minute, they pulled into a visitor parking bay in front of the admin block. As they left the car, a young officer came out of the building. "Mr. Castle? Miss Reynard?" "Yes, sir," said Jack, offering his hand. "This way, please," said the officer. They followed the man into a small foyer and then along a bright corridor with several rooms leading off. At the end was an empty lounge area. "Please, have a seat. Can I get you anything? Water?" Jack shook his head slightly. "Nothing for me." "I'm fine," smiled Lisa. "Captain Bergen is my senior officer. May I ask what business you have with him, sir?" "Lisa and I were in Afghanistan several years ago. We met and became friends with Anders, Captain Bergen, over there. I'm in DC on business for a few days and we thought we might all get together. Our business is purely personal, I'm afraid." The young officer frowned. "I see." "I'm sorry to tell you, sir, but Captain Bergen was in an accident in town last night. He was hit by a car, a hit and run, actually." Jack looked at Lisa, then at the officer. "Is he dead?" "No, sir, but he sustained several injuries and a critical head trauma. He's very ill." Lisa leaned forward. "Is he here in the base hospital?" "No, ma'am. They took him to Walter Reed Military Hospital." Jack stood up. "That's dreadful news." The officer stood. "Yes, indeed. I'm sorry, sir." "Okay, thank you, Lieutenant," said Jack. "I guess we'll get out of your hair." Back in the car, they waved to the officer and made their way back to the gate. The sergeant appeared and handed back their documents, retrieving the visitors' cards. Jack nodded and smiled. "Thanks again." The sergeant saluted. "Good afternoon, sir, ma'am. Have a good day." As they drove through the gate, Jack turned to Lisa. "Which way to the hospital?"